What is your logo, and where did it come from?
Embarrassingly, we didn't actually have a logo when we first opened our Etsy shop. It was one of a short list of important things we hadn't thought of and had ready in advance. When we first started trying to put together labels, we realized that they were beyond bland. So we started trying to come up with one. This was surprisingly difficult. We brainstormed, we asked for assistance, we did tons of image searches trying to find ideas. I found a really interesting x-ray image of a sage leaf after looking up the work of an artist that was featured in a medical waiting room. But nothing seemed quite right. We got a bit stressed about it, and were sitting on the couch one day and looked up and actually properly saw a gift a friend had given us a year or so before. It was a change key randomness tray object, with the decorative upper bit being the silhouette of a raven and a coyote. It was an anniversary gift made by a friend who'd been a part of our gaming group for years, and it was the gaming system that we played the most frequently that led to the choice of iconography. 20 years ago, when I started playing tabletop RPGs using the White Wolf system, my friends at the time were incredibly amused that I shared many traits with the Korax, Were-Raven, including the gold allergy. I also have a habit of teaching through and with humor. Mr. T can also be a bit of a trickster, and between the two of us, we cover a broad range of humor and knowledge. So, Raven and Coyote, which fits so well with the idea of Desert Sage Natural that we felt kind of goofy that we hadn't latched onto the image sooner. Figuring out how to get it from tray thing to actual functional logo was a bit of a trick. Harder than one might think to get a usable image of a 3D object when you need a flat one to work with. I spent a few days mucking about with Photoshop, trying to make it work, and then hesitantly bothered a good friend who was a professional graphic designer, and asked if she could please make it work. I may also have tempted her with tea. As she is no longer doing graphic design, I cannot point you at that particular flavor of her wizardry. But if you are in the right area of Florida, you may be able to partake of her confectionery magic. To potentially increase your interest, she sometimes uses our teas as part of her magic.